Well, good morning. Welcome to Coffee and Devotions. This is where every day you and I, we get together, we have a little bit of coffee, we get into God's Word, and we grow in our love for the Lord together. And this year, 2022, Lord willing, we'll make it from the book of Acts to the book of Philemon. Let's have some coffee, we'll pray, and we'll get into God's Word. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for the blessing of getting to read your word, and we pray that you would teach us this morning. May we remember what sacrifice and love looks like. In Jesus' name, amen. Here we go. We are at 1 Corinthians chapter, or 2 Corinthians chapter 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. And just going to double check here. Verses 16 through the end of the chapter. So 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Beginning at verse 16. I say again, let no one think me of a fool. If otherwise, at least receive me as a fool, that I also may boast a little. What I speak not according to the Lord, but as it were foolishly, in the confidence of boasting. Seeing that many boast according to the flesh, I will also boast. For you put up with fools gladly, since you yourselves are wise. For you put up with it if one brings you in bondage, if one devours you, if one takes from you, if one exalts himself, if one strikes you on the face. To our shame, I say that we were too weak for that. But in whatever anyone is bold, I speak foolishly. I am bold also. What's he getting at here? He says, okay, there's all these people who are false apostles, who have been supplanting his ministry, who have been doing these wicked things, who have been taking advantage of the people there in Corinth, who have been castigating and pushing Paul to the side. And he's saying, so they're able to boast, huh? They will puff up their chests and act like they're apostles, act like they're teachers from the Lord, and you're willing to accept it from them? I'm going to boast a little bit. This is not how the Lord told us to do things, but I'm going to boast a little bit. And then we get what his boasting is. Look with me at the rest of chapter 11. It's somewhat interesting. You expect him to boast of his apostolic gifts, of his healings, of his power, of the authority that Jesus has given him. But notice what the content of his boasting is. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they the seed of Abraham? So am I. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more, in labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prison more frequently, in deaths often. From the Jews, 5 times I received 40 stripes minus one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. 1 I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. Night and day I have been in the deep, in journeys often, in perils of water, in perils of robbery, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils of the Gentiles, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and toil, in sleeplessness often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. Besides the other things, what comes upon me daily, my deep concern for all the churches. Who is weak? Am I not weak? Who is made to stumble? Am I not, and do I not burn with indignation? If I must boast, I will boast in the things which concern my infirmity. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is blessed forever, knows that I am not lying. In Damascus, the governor under Aretas, the king, was guarding the city of the Damascenes with a garrison desiring to arrest me, but I was let down in a basket through a window in the wall and escaped from his hands. What is Paul getting at here? We need to ask ourselves, A, what's this about? B, what's the best verse to summarize this? And C, what are we called to do in response to these words? A, what's this about? Paul's going to boast, but his boasting is in his infirmities. See, he turns the world on its head. He says they want to boast about their authority. They want to boast about their teaching. They want to boast about who they are. But I want to tell you how much I love the Lord and love his church. I've been willing to be shipwrecked. I've been willing to receive lashes on my back. You want to know my love for you, Corinth? I bear the scars. They whipped me 39 times. The maximum punishment, according to the law, again and again. I love the Gentile churches who are underneath my sphere so much that when I was in one city, they hated the gospel so much, they opposed me so much, that they stoned me. They left me outside the city gates for dead. And I got up and I went to go preach more. I've been willing to face robbery. I've been willing to be hated and spat on and persecuted by my own countrymen. I've been willing to go to foreign lands to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ, this gospel that he has commanded me to go and take to the Gentiles. I've taken it to them and been willing to be persecuted, maligned, slandered, arrested, beaten, slapped, persecuted by Gentiles because of the blessed Lord Jesus Christ. You see, this is what he's saying, confirms his teaching, confirms his apostleship, confirms his love for the people there. It's not these people who are in Corinth who are just tearing apart the flock. Easy to say, he's big and bold when he's writing these letters, but he's not actually that way when he's here. And he says, what are you talking about? Big and bold in my preaching, so much so that I'm persecuted, hated, for the sake of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is my boast. My boast is in my infirmity. My boast isn't that I'm trained in rhetoric. My boast isn't that I'm able to command a huge amount of money when I speak to the churches. My boast isn't in these things. Paul says, my boast is in the Lord. Right? Because God had told him that in his weakness, then he was strong. We'll get there tomorrow. It's not in Paul's strength that his apostolic ministry would be confirmed, but it was in his weakness, in his willingness to suffer as Christ suffered for the sake of the kingdom of God. What's the best verse for this? Well, I'd probably underline verse 30. You could disagree. You know, if it were me, I might just underline verse 22 through 29. Maybe if I had a highlighter, that's what I would do. I would just highlight that whole area and then underline verse 30. You could let me know if you would underline something else. See, calling. What are we called to do? Well, the question is, do we suffer for the sake of Christ? I think that's one application we can take from here. Jesus himself tells his disciples, don't be surprised when they hate you and revile you for my name's sake. My servant's not greater than his master. If they hated me, they'll hate you also. Don't be surprised if you tell people about Jesus Christ and they don't like it. Right, I talked to an Indian friend of mine who lives up in a extremely predominant Hindu community. And he's a pastor there, and because he breaks caste lines and he is willing to minister to people who are of a lesser social status than him, there's a lady in town who will regularly spit on his face and slap him because he's a disgrace. And he says, it's hard for me. The Lord sees his sacrifice and cares for him. Do you respect those elders who are your teachers like this, who shepherd you faithfully? They might not do it with all the pomp and stance. They might not do it with all the fanfare, with all the people flocking to them. But do you see them sacrificially loving you? Those are the type of elders that you want to follow. The type of people that live out Christ in front of you and bring Christ to you week in and week out. What types of teachers are you following? Do they follow the word? And do they walk the walk? Let's pray. Father, we pray that we would be blessed with sacrificial teachers. Not people puffed up with their own pride and their own authority, but people who turn the world on its head because they love you. Lord, thank you for the grace you have shown us in Jesus Christ. In his name we pray. Amen. Oh. This is a fun blessing. Oh. You want to say good morning? No? Okay. You want to say goodbye? Oh, you want to watch movies? Okay.
I do want the thing that I'm not going to call you.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to say goodbye to my friends, okay? All right, well, may the Lord bless you. May the peace of Jesus Christ wash over your soul. May you love the Lord and walk in his ways. And I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this week's message from God's Word for You, a ministry of Sharon RP Church in rural Southeast Iowa. We pray that the message would be used by God to transform your faith and your life this week. If you'd like to get more information about us, feel free to go to the website, SharonRPC.org. We'd love to invite you to worship with us. Our worship time is 10 a.m. every Sunday at 25204 160th Avenue, Morning Sun, Iowa, 52640. May God richly bless you this week.